Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The eighth round of the UN-backed Syrian peace process gets underway today in Geneva, but the Syrian government delegation has delayed its arrival until Wednesday. Staffan de Mistura is the UN special envoy to Syria.
The government did not yet confirm its participation in Geneva, but indicated that we would be hearing from them soon.
The opposition continues to insist that President Bashar al-Assad must step down as part of any peace agreement. A Syrian newspaper said the government's decision to delay its arrival stems from the opposition's position. Anthony Billingsley, a Middle East analyst with Australia's University of New South Wales, said the Geneva talks are running parallel with a Russian-backed Syrian Congress, along with Turkey and Iran, that seek the same ends.
Really, what you're talking about is one conference which is effectively powerless but has the moral authority of the United Nations, and the other one which is effectively reflecting the winners in the Syrian conflict.
Meanwhile, on the ground, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said another government artillery barrage of rebel-held Eastern Ghouta near Damascus on Monday killed nearly 20 people despite a ceasefire. The U.S. military Monday said it carried out an airstrike against Islamic State militants in northeast Somalia, killing at least one terrorist. The strike took place in hills near the town of Kandala in the semi-autonomous Puntland region. The U.S. has expanded counterterrorism operations in Somalia, targeting IS militants believed to number about 200. This is VOA News.